愿大家平安。
Peace to all of you。
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣用五次用真来描写他自己。
In the book of John, the Lord Jesus Christ uses the word true to describe himself five times.
今天早上我们查考，耶稣就是真光。
And in the morning, we spoke of how Jesus is the true light.
跟从他就不在黑暗里面走。
If we continue walking with him, we will not walk in darkness.
主耶稣是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
真理要让我们得自由。
Truth will set us free.
真理要让我们成圣。
Truth will sanctify us.
那我们今天下午再来查考另外三个真。
And in this afternoon service, we will study the remaining three times he uses the word true.
当我们越了解主耶稣，你就越发现他是我们生命的至宝。
And when we continue to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we discover and realize that he is the guarantee of our life.
我们现在看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 3.
好，约翰福音第三章。
John, chapter 3.
好，第三章的三十三节。
John, chapter 3, verse 33.The one who has accepted his testimony has certified that God is true.
Okay. 这个地方讲哦，领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。
So it says here that whoever has accepted the testimony of Jesus Christ has been sealed.
这里讲哦，他见证这个到底是什么？
And so, what is this testimony?
我们现在看三十一节。
Let's read verse 31. He who comes from above is above all. The one who is only from the earth is of the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all.
这个三十一节就把人分作两种。
So, verse 31,humankind are divided into two kinds.
第一种人叫做从天上来的。
One kind of people are those from above.
那第二种人叫从地上来的。
The second kind of person is from below. From the earth.
谁是从天上来的？
So who came from above?
天上来的就是那个道成肉身的主耶稣。
So he who came from above is the Word become flesh, who is Jesus Christ.
那什么是从地上来的？
And who is from the earth?
从地上来就是我们每一个人。
So we are those who are of the earth, or from the earth.
父母生的，带有这个肉体，这个肉体就是泥土。
We were all born from our parents, and our flesh is like, is made from the dust.
所以我们每一个人的来源跟主耶稣的来源不一样。
So,Our origin is different from the origin of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个不一样哦，就带给我们生活不一样。
And this difference means a different life.
所以你看第二句啊，从地上来的属乎地，他所说的也属乎地。
So it says here, the one who is only from the earth is of the earth and speaks of the earth.
你想想看，我们从早上起床到晚上睡觉。
So when we, from the time we get up in the morning until we go to bed at night.
我们讲了多少话？
How many words have we spoken?
在我们讲的话里面，大概100%都属乎地，都是地上的事情。
Of all the words that we speak in a day, probably about close to 100% are about the things of this world.
有时候我很好奇就去看看这个 Facebook.
Sometimes because I'm curious, I go to look at Facebook.
你如果要了解一个人在想什么，你就看 Facebook.
If you want to understand what a person is thinking about, you can look at their Facebook.
因为 Facebook 就是把人的生活用照片表现出来。
Because people will use photographs to display the things of their life.
那你在 Facebook 看到最多的是什么？
And so what do you see the most on Facebook?
就是我们人生的五大内容。
The five major types of content of our life.
第一个吃，吃很多。
First is
哪里好吃的，哪里什么新出来的餐厅。
The kind of food that we eat, the new restaurants we've been to.
再来就衣，穿衣服，名牌的。
Secondly, you'll see a lot of people posting about the clothes that they wear or the brands that they buy.
再来就是住的。
The third is where they live.
再来就是车子。
Fourth is cars.
再来就娱乐，到哪里玩。
And then fifthly, all the kinds of enjoyment or fun things that they do.
所以啊，我们每一天所讲的啊，离不开地上的事情。
And so when we in our daily lives, it's very hard not to talk about these things of the world.
因为我们是属乎地的嘛，你有还有什么可以讲
？Because we are of the earth, so what else is there to talk about?
好，然后从天上来的啊，他讲什么
？But one who comes from above, what does he speak about?
如果我们刚刚读的32节哦，他将所见所闻的见证出来。
It says what he has seen and heard of this he testifies.
所以主耶稣讲哦，我讲的哦，是我在天上看到的。
And so the Lord Jesus says that what I speak of are the things that I have seen.
天上就是灵界，就是神住的地方。
And what is of heaven are the things that are spiritual, that is where God lives.
他跟神在一起，从神听见的、看见的，他把它讲出来。
And so all the things that he has seen that are of God, he speaks of.
好，那32节啊，没有人领受他的见证。
And 33 says, no one has accepted his testimony. In verse 32. Why?
因为我们同样是人哦，所以你讲地上的事情哦，大家都有相同的经验。所以啊，就会啊，你也加一口，我也加一口，就很热闹起来了。
When we're talking about the things of this earth, they are things that we have all commonly experienced, so we can accept it. We can add a word or two.
那现在从天上来的，他讲天上的事情。
But when someone, he who has come from above, speaks of the things from heaven.
那个是灵界的，我们也没有看见，也没有听过，所以听不懂。
These are the things of the spiritual realm we have not seen or witnessed. We don't understand.
所以没有人领受他的见证。其实哦，主耶稣借着他所讲的，已经把我们带到另外一个世界。
And so it says here, no one accepts his testimony. Actually, the Lord Jesus Christ has already brought us into this next
realm. 那个叫做天国。
This realm above, which is the heavenly kingdom.
又叫做神国。
It is the kingdom of God.
神有多好，天国就有多好。
How good God is, that is how good heaven is.
但只是因为我们听不懂。
But we just cannot understand.
所以我们就没有办法去接受。
And that's why we are unable to accept it.
但是如果有一个人愿意接受主耶稣的见证，他会进入新的生活。
But if someone is able to accept the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, then he will have entered into this heavenly kingdom, this heavenly realm, which is what we see in verse 35.
领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。
Verse 33, whoever has accepted his testimony has certified that God is true.
那现在我们来到教会，就在听主耶稣所讲的。
And so when we come to church, we hear the words that the Lord Jesus has spoken.
我听了以后很受感动啊，我们就觉得说，我也要接受主耶稣讲的这一套道理。
When we hear it, we are moved or touched. We also determined to accept His testimony.
那我们现在跪下来去祷告。
And then we kneel down to pray.
神就印上印。
And then the Lord will have sealed us.
那个印是什么
？What is the seal?
那个印就是圣灵。
The seal is the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵要见证神是真的。
And the Holy Spirit guarantees or testifies that the Lord is true.
你刚刚听的那个是从神来的，但到底有没有神呢
？So we have heard that God is true.
所以你跪下去祷告了，神的灵就从天上降下来。
How do we know He is true? When we pray, when we kneel down to pray, His Spirit comes and descends on us.
圣经里面圣灵降临如风如火。
The Holy Spirit, according to the Scripture, when He descends, it is like fire or like wind.
风有力量，风一吹，树叶会动。
And when the wind blows, the trees will move.
所以这个神的灵一降临，人充满神的能力，身体会抖动。
So when the Holy Spirit comes down upon us, then we also, our bodies will move or shake.
那圣灵一降临，好像火一样。
And when the Holy Spirit comes down, He is like fire.
火一降下来，全身火热。
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we burn like fire.
那也叫得圣灵，开始说方言，跟神交通。
And so, because our heart is so joyful, we are communicating with God.
这个叫印上印。
This is what it means to be sealed.
那得圣灵要做什么？
And so what is the purpose of receiving the Holy Spirit?
很多的功用，其中有一个功用就是要证明神是真的。
There are many purposes, and one is to testify to us that God is true.
为什么？因为刚刚你已经被圣灵印上印了。
Why? Because we have already been sealed by His Holy Spirit.
这个是我们在真耶稣教会体验，又直接又有力量对神的存在的体验。
So this is both a very powerful, very direct experience of the fact that God is real, is true.
那个真的神就是耶稣基督本身。
And this is He, Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天早上在读这个圣句啊，在讲以赛亚书。
And so as we were reading the memory verse this morning from Isaiah,
有一个小孩子为我们而生。
That a child was born to us.
那政权要在他的身上。
And the government would be upon his shoulder.
政权就是表示他有他的国度才有政权。
That means that he has his kingdom.
那这就是神的国。
And this is the kingdom of God.
那接下去就讲他有四个头衔。
And then there are four titles.
奇妙的策士。
Wonderful counselor.
全能的神。
Almighty God.
永代的父。
And
和平的君。和平的君，
the Prince of Peace.
所以这一个小孩子哦，他是全能的神。
And so this child, he is the Almighty God.
我们听了半信半疑，小孩子什么全能的神
？How can a child be the Almighty God?
听是真的，但是很难信得下去。
We can hear this, but it may be difficult to accept.
那你就跪下去祷告。
But when we kneel down to pray,
我们刚刚开始唱赞美诗十二首。
When we just sang hymn number 12,
十二首是在讲什么
？What does hymn number 12 talk about?
耶稣尊名。
That the Lord Jesus.
你奉耶稣的圣名祷告。
When we his name is to be revered.
那你接受主耶稣从天上下来的讯息。
When we receive his message, which is from heaven.
就得圣灵了。
We will receive the Holy Spirit.
祷告起来神是真的，神就在这里，神就住在我里面。
We experience that he is true because he lives in us.
这个就是信仰生活的开始。
And this is the beginning of our life of faith.
所以真神。谁是真神？耶稣就是真神。
And so how do we know that God is true? His Spirit testifies that God is true.
所以奉耶稣的名就是奉神的名。
When we speak in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is the name of God.
天上的神会听。
Our God in heaven will hear us.
奉神的名可以赶鬼。
And in the name of the Lord, we can cast out demons.
奉神的名，神迹会显明。
And in the name of the Lord, there will be miracles.
奉神的名，洗礼罪可以得赦免。
When we baptize in the name of the Lord, our sins will be washed away.
所以约翰福音里面讲真的是什么？真神。
So we see that the Gospel of John speaks of the true God.
这个真神就是主耶稣。
This true God is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的名非常有权柄。
His name is all powerful.
我们可以体验得到。
And this we can experience.
这是约翰福音讲的第三个真神。
So this is the third true, the true God.
我们再看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
第六章的三十二节。
John chapter 6, verse 32. Jesus then said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven.
这个三十二节讲粮食有两种。
There are two kinds of bread.
第一个粮食。
What is the first kind?
摩西赐给你们的。
The bread that Moses gave.
那这个摩西赐给你的是什么？
What is the bread that Moses gave?
就是三十一节讲。
Verse 31.
我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛哪。
Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness.
以色列百姓啊，出埃及的时候没有带什么东西出来。
When the Israelites went out of Egypt, they didn't bring much food with them.
那等一下东西都吃完了。
So later, their provisions were all eaten up.
那东西吃完怎么办？
And what would they do?
摩西带领他们，摩西要向神祷告啊。
So Moses, who was leading them, prayed to God.
那神就降玛哪下来。
And God allowed manna to come down.
每一天早上。
Every morning.
就到外面去捡玛哪。
They would go out and pick up the manna.
玛哪是什么？
And what is manna?
玛哪是一个小小的，好像这个珍珠一样大。
It's a small piece, just as big as a pearl.
它是圆色的，圆的，圆形的。
It is round.
它是白色的。
And it is white.
吃起来有一点像中文讲的圆锥子的味道，有点香香的。
And so it's kind of fragrant, like a coriander.
那这个玛瑙不可以捡超过一天的。
And so they couldn't pick up more manna than a day's worth.
如果超过它就烂坏掉了。
Because if they did, then that manna would spoil.
为什么？
Why?
因为每一天神有新的玛瑙，新的恩典养活他们。
Because every day God would give them new manna, new blessings to help them to live.
所以旷野四十年谁养活他们？
And so who allowed them to survive the 40 years in the wilderness?
神养活他们。
God.
这个告诉我们什么？
And what does this tell us?
以色列民拜的神跟我们今天拜的神是同一个神。
The same God that the Israelites worshipped is the same God that we worship today.
那在旧约时代他们是神的选民。
So in the Old Testament times, they were the chosen people of God.
在新约时代我们也是神的选民。
In the New Testament times, we are His chosen people.
如果是可以降下玛哪养活他们的肉体，神也会看顾我们肉体的需要。
So if God can give His chosen people then,manna every day for them to survive.
所以我们不要忧虑生活，吃什么穿什么。
Today, we shouldn't worry about what to eat or what to wear.
我们的需用啊，天父是知道的。
Because God knows all that we need.
他养活飞鸟，我们比飞鸟不是更贵重吗？
He can care for the birds, and aren't we more precious than the birds?
所以神也会养活我们。
So He also will.Allow us to live.
但是吃过玛哪的全部都死了。
But all the people who ate the manna, they died.
因为玛哪是物质的粮食。
Because manna is a physical food.
所以物质的粮食维持肉体的生命。
And so this physical food will nourish us, but sustain our physical lives.
那肉体的生命是70岁强壮到80岁。
So our physical lives may live maybe 70 or 80 years.
所以按着定命每一个人都会死。
And according to God's will, we will all die.
那在这里啊，主耶稣就在讲啊，我们现在神要把真粮食给你们。
But here, the Lord Jesus says, I will give you the true bread.
那粮就粮，为什么加上一个真粮？
So there is bread. Bread is bread. Why is there a true bread?
这里讲哈，是天上来的真粮要赐给你们。
And he says, this is the bread out of heaven.
那这个从天上粮的真粮是什么？
So what is this true bread out of heaven?
所以我们如果看三十四节。
So if we read 34.
他们说，主啊，将这些粮食给我们。
They said to him, Lord, always give us this bread.
35节。
35.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life.
所以主耶稣本身就是生命之粮。
So the Lord Jesus himself is the bread of life.
那这个到底是什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们来看49节。
Let us read verse 49.
你们祖宗在旷野吃的玛哪还是死的？50节。
Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died.
50. 从天上来的粮叫你吃了就不死。
This is the bread that comes down out of heaven so that anyone may eat from it and not die.
所以这个真粮哦，吃了你就不死。
This true bread that you eat, you will not die.
那我每次在圣餐里就解释啊，这个圣餐经过祝谢之后，在灵里面就是主耶稣的饼，就是主耶稣的宝血。
And so every time we hold Holy Communion, we explain this, that after the blessing, the bread is the body of Christ and the grape juice is the blood of Christ.
那你吃了就有属灵的生命在里面，你就末日会复活，就有永生。
When we partake of it, then we will have spiritual life in us, and at the last day, we will be raised up and have eternal life.
所以耶稣就是真粮。
And so the Lord Jesus is the true bread.
你吃了就不死。
If we eat of it, we will not die.
这不是太宝贵的吗？
Isn't this too precious?
那这个不死就是你要活到七八十岁啊，应该死了。你到最后死里还会复活。
So, yes, we may live to 70, 80 years, and we may die, but we will still be resurrected.
那对我们每一天来说，这个真粮到底有什么意义？
And so, for us today, what does this true bread really mean?
好，我们回来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
我们刚刚读的35节。
We've read verse 35.
下半节。
Let's read the second part of it again.
到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
The one who comes to me will not be hungry, and the one who believes in me will never be thirsty.
所以我们领受这个真粮就不饿也不渴。
So when we eat this true bread, we will not be hungry, we will not be thirsty.
那不饿不渴是什么？
What does it mean not to hunger or thirst?
就是我们得到满足。
It means that we will be satisfied.
那这个真粮是属灵的。
And this true bread is spiritual.
所以这里讲这个不饿不渴也是属灵的。
So this not to be hungry or not to be thirsty is also speaking of it spiritually.
就是让我们的内心得到真正的满足。
And that means that in our inner heart we will be satisfied.
所以我们刚刚读这个以赛亚书里面讲主耶稣是奇妙的测试。
And so as we read in Isaiah, the Lord Jesus is the wonderful counselor.
测试是什么？ Counselor 就是辅导者。
And so counselor is someone who counsels us.
你在学校里面有问题，你可以去请教那个辅导员。
If you have a problem, you can speak to a counselor.
那我们人生啊，你活在世界上有问题要去问谁？
And so in our lives, when we have a problem, who do we talk to?
小的时候要问爸爸妈妈。
When we were little, we maybe spoke to our parents.
那等你长大了。
But when you are older,
你的问题可能也是你爸爸妈妈的问题。
Your problem may also be your parents' problem.
我常常觉得内心很空虚。
You may feel very empty in your heart.
我常常觉得活得很无聊。
You might feel that my life is very boring.
没有什么意义。
It doesn't seem to have much meaning.
请问我要怎么解决？
What do I do about this?
你问爸爸妈妈，他也可能有这个问题。
If you talk to your parents about it, maybe they also share this problem.
所以这个问题没有答案啊。
So this is a problem that doesn't have a solution.
很多人去追求快乐。
There are a lot of people who pursue happiness.
但快乐常常是外表的。
But that kind of happiness is often external.
你不管喝酒、用麻药、用大麻或吸毒。
If you doesn't matter if you drink alcohol or you smoke marijuana.
那个内心的空虚感哦，没有办法解决。
These things will not satisfy the emptiness in your heart.
再来，那个内心的一种没有平安哦，没有办法解决。
And that lack of inner peace, there's no solution.
所以为什么那个用 drug 的人哦，越用越重啊？因为他越来需要更大的刺激。
So why is it that people use drugs use more and more because they need more and more stimulation.
解决的方法，耶稣就是真粮。
But the only way that you can solve this problem is through the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the true bread.
只有主耶稣的充满，我们的生命才可以得到满足。
Only by Him filling us will we be satisfied in our lives.
所以这个真粮非常可贵。
And so this is a very precious true bread.
那在约翰福音第六章的前面
，And so in the first part of John chapter 6,
这里讲啊，主耶稣变饼给5000个人吃。
It talks about how he was able to feed 5,000 people
用五个饼、两条鱼变饼给五千个吃。
Five loaves of bread and two fish.
这是一种。物质上神的恩典
，and this is a kind of physical blessing that God gave to them.
所以我们有需要啊，神会帮助我们用他的恩典来满足我们。
So when we have a need, God will bless us with His grace to fulfill our need.
但是这个五千个人吃过耶稣变的饼以后啊
，but after these 5,000 men ate of the bread that God that Jesus provided.
对主耶稣的态度有很大的改变。
We see that there was a big change in their attitude.
到底是怎么改变的
？How did their attitude change？
你看啊，15节。
Verse 15.
15节讲啊，众人要强逼他做王。
That it tells us that they intended to take him by force to make him king.
你当王太好了，我们都不需要忧虑有没有饼吃，你会变饼给我们吃。
They thought, oh, it's too good. It would be the best if he became their king because they would always have bread to eat.
但是24节。
But in verse 24,
众人看见耶稣门徒不在那里，就上船去找耶稣。
Verse 24 says that when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, they got into the boats to look for him.
所以他寻找耶稣那个热忱啊，真的是很热心在找耶稣。
And we can see how fervently they sought him.
有时候我们真的体会能够到神的恩典哦，真的会很热心去追求神。
And so often when we truly experience the grace of God, we will fervently pursue Him.
但是主耶稣引导他们哦，你信仰生活的追求哦，要往上提升。
But the Lord Jesus wanted to guide them to understand that their pursuits should be elevated beyond the things of this world.
追求什么
？To pursue what？
从外在神的恩典变成追求内在心灵的满足。
To turn their pursuit from the things that are external to this true inner satisfaction。
因为魔鬼要抓信徒啊，要怎么抓
？Because how does Satan try to capture believers？
如果他晚上显现给你看，他跪下来祷告啊。
When you kneel down to pray.
如果魔鬼晚上显现了，要吓你啊，你就祷告赶鬼就走了。
So sorry, when the if he were to appear to you at night, what do? You kneel down to pray.
所以这个方法抓不到信徒。
So he cannot capture believers by this method.
那魔鬼抓信徒好像钓鱼。
But how does he catch the believers? He's like trying to catch fish.
你有没有钓过鱼？
Have you ever caught a fish?
你到鱼多的地方啊，这个鱼籍下去，它不吃，再换另外一个鱼籍。
Have you ever fished before? You just try this kind of bait, and if it doesn't work, you try another kind of bait.
那不同的鱼要用不同的鱼籍。
And so different kinds of fish may eat different kinds of bait.
那你如果用对了，你一定可以钓到鱼。
But if you've used the right kind of bait, you will surely catch a fish.
因为鱼肚子饿嘛。
Because fish all are hungry.
有他喜欢的鱼籍，他就会去咬，咬你就钓到了。
If they are hungry enough to want the bait, they'll You'll catch a fish.
所以一个人的心哦，如果没有从神得到满足
，And so if our hearts are not satisfied by the Lord,
魔鬼就在钓啊。
Then Satan is fishing for us.
你用世上的快乐吗？好，现在就给你。
If you want the things of this, the pleasures of this world, okay, I'll give them to you.
有时候一下就钓到了。
And then he will immediately sometimes catch you.
你要名吗？
If, do you want fame?
现在一个大公司要请你。
Now there's this big company that wants to hire you.
然后给你一个很大的名称。
To give you a big title.
哇，你好满足哦。
And now you're very satisfied.
你就钓到了。
Then you'll be caught.
你信仰就越来越到最后没有了。
And then your faith will go down and
you'll 你要利吗？
Lose your faith. Do you want to have benefit?
魔鬼也可以让人。赚钱啊
you can, if you want some kind of, if you want more money, Satan can help you earn more money.
这个钱给人最厉害的是什么？
And what is the most influence?
整个头脑整天都在想钱。
The most influential thing about money is that you'll spend all of your mind thinking about it.
有一天我很好奇啊，问那个老姐妹。
So once,
你时间这么多，你整天在做什么
？I was curious. I asked an elderly sister, "You have so much time on your hands. What do you do all day?"
她说我就是在看股票。
She said, "I just spend all my time watching the stocks."
大概钱不少啊，股票哇，今天都涨了哇，就整个头脑都是股票。
Maybe she had enough, a lot of money, wealth, so she spent all of her time watching the stocks.
所以这个。钱可以钓到人的灵魂啊
So money can also become the bait that catches your soul.
不管啊，你什么，每一个人都有被钓到的地方。
So it doesn't matter what it is, but all of us have a certain bait.
但如果主耶稣充满在我里面，我已经饱了。
That will catch us. However, if we are already satisfied by the Lord Jesus Christ,
名我不需要。
I don't need fame.
利有意有时就知足。
I don't need wealth. I have what I need.
那
and I'm satisfied.
那你就不会被钓到了。
And you will not be caught.
所以主耶稣是真粮。
So here we see that the Lord Jesus is the true bread.
会让我们心灵得到饱足。
He will satisfy our hearts.
最后会让我们得到天上的永生。
He will satisfy us spiritually, and so we will.One day receive eternal life.
实在太宝贵了。
This is too precious.
这是主耶稣在见证真粮一个非常重要的第四个。
So this is a very important teaching about Jesus is the true bread.
好，我们再看最后一个主耶稣介绍的真。
Now we'll look at the final truth.
约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
十五章的第一节。
John chapter 15 verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
这里讲哦，我是真葡萄树。
Here Jesus says, I am the true vine.
为什么葡萄树主耶稣要加上一个真
？Why does he have to add true to vine?
因为下一句有说明。
And it is explained in the next phrase.
我父是栽培的人。
My father is the vine dresser.
主耶稣的父就是天上的神。
His father is the God in heaven.
所以主耶稣本身好像一棵葡萄树。
And Jesus himself is like a true vine, is like a grapevine.
神所栽培的。
He is the one that the father cultivates.
所以主耶稣跟你跟我不一样。
And so he's different from us.
如果我们要比较自己，我是葡萄树也可以。
If we wanted to compare ourselves to a grapevine, that's fine.
但是我不是真葡萄树。
But I can't say I am the true vine.
那如果主耶稣是真葡萄树，那我们是什么
？So if Jesus Christ is the true vine, who are we?
我们现在来看。
Let's read.
Okay, 第五节。
Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
这个地方讲 我是葡萄树，那你们是枝子。
Here he says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
所以我们跟主耶稣的关系就是葡萄树跟枝子的关系。
So our relationship with the Lord Jesus is like branches to a vine.
那接下去怎么讲？
And what does he say?
藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面，这个人就多结果子。
The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit.
然后下面，离了我，你们就不能做什么。
But apart from me, you can do nothing.
如果这个树枝没有跟树干连在一起，就枯干了，你不能做什么。
If a branch is not connected to the vine,then it dries up and dies.
但是如果这个树枝跟树干连在一起，那个树的生命进到树枝里面，它就会结果子。
The branch is connected to the vine. The life of the vine is in the branch, and the branch will bear fruit.
那这个到底跟我们实际生活有什么关系？
So what does this have to do with our real lives?
我常常在想我小时候的听教会里面的结婚要凭信心结婚。
I often heard. I remember now, in when I was young, I would often hear, "We need to marry by faith."
跟现在讲要凭信心结婚不太一样。
It's different now when we talk about marrying by faith.
结婚凭信心，当然信心的对象就是神了。
Of course, our faith, the object of our faith is God.
那小时候因为环境很单纯，所以人的想法也很单纯。
But because when I was young, I was very simple. My thinking was simple and pure.
对方是一个教会的信徒，你就凭信心结婚了。
So if the other person is a believer in this church, then we can marry them as long as we have faith. That was the thinking.Was my thinking.
我也听过那个台湾三地的见证，那个传道人问弟兄说：“你要结婚吗？”
I had even heard a preacher in Taiwan say to one of the indigenous believers, "Do you want to marry?"
我帮你找好吗？
Then I'll find someone for you.
好。
And that member said, "Sure, yes."
过了不多久，那个传道就带一个姐妹，这个就是你太太，凭信心结婚。
And so, not long after, the preacher brought a sister and said to him and said, "This is going to be your wife." And so that brother married by faith.
他们都很单纯所以婚姻也很好。
And because they were very pure and innocent, their marriage was also was fine.
那现在在介绍婚姻有什么不同
？But today, when we talk about marriage, what's the difference？
不错，这个信徒他是教会的信徒。
Yes, it's true. This person is a member of this church.
那你要结婚，你一定要了解他。
But today, if you want to marry someone, you also need to understand them.
因为人有人的想法，每个想法都不一样。
Because every person has their way of thinking, and we all have different ways of thinking.
结婚以后，你婚姻的理想是什么？
So after you marry, what is your ideal?
要住在哪里？
What are your goals? Where do you want to live?
跟他的人生理想是什么？有时候不一样
Sometimes your ideals for your life are different from the other person's ideals for their life.
那人要结婚以前。
And so before we marry,
有时候你很喜欢一个人头脑就昏了，你也没有看到他缺点。
You may be so enamored of someone that you don't look at their weaknesses or shortcomings.
等到结婚住在一起所有缺点都跑出来。
But once you marry, then all of their shortcomings surface.
这个是困难的地方。
And then that becomes a challenge.
所以如果我们了解对方。
So if we understand the other person.
那我们要改变对方吗？
Do we want to change them?
不简单啊。
It's not easy.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们自己都没有办法改变自己，你怎么去改变对方？
If we can't even change ourselves, how can we change someone else?
哦，所以什么叫做凭信心结婚？
So what does it mean to marry by faith?
我们对对方了解很清楚，我也知道他的缺点。
I know that other person well. I understand their shortcomings.
我们也知道他人生的目标跟我不一样。
I understand that their goals may be different from mine.
那现在要怎么改变？
So how do I change?
这个是关键。
This is the
耶稣是真葡萄树。
So the Lord Jesus, He is the true vine.
啊，所以如果两个人都很愿意来到主耶稣的面前
，If these two people They're very willing to come to the Lord Jesus.
然后像树枝连在树干里面。
And like branches connected to a vine.
这个人会改变了。
Then that person will change.
因为它里面有神的生命。
Because they have the life of the Lord Jesus in them.
所以他的生活就结出从神来的果子。
So their life will bear the fruit from the Lord Jesus.
就是我们在主耶稣的身上看见的。
This is the fruit that we see on Jesus himself.
没有一个是不好的。
Not one fruit of his is bad.
整个观念被主耶稣改变了。
If a person's whole thinking is changed by the Lord Jesus,
如果我们有这样的信心，
if we have this kind of faith,
我们要带领对方，包括我自己，跟主耶稣连在一起。
If I have the faith to bring the other person and myself before the Lord,
婚姻会越来越好。
Then your marriage will become better and better.
这个叫做凭信心结婚。
This is what it means to marry by faith.
但是如果我们没有办法改变自己来适应对方，
But if we're not able to change ourselves to adapt to the other person,
也没有办法鼓励对方一起来跟神连在一起。
If we are unable to encourage the other person to comeAnd be connected with the Lord Jesus.
很多人跟人的不同就变成后来分开的原因。
Then this becomes the reason why many people ultimately separate.
哦，所以一个人的婚姻要往哪个方向走呢？
So what direction do you want to pursue in your marriage?
到最后一个决定的关键就是他愿意不愿意跟神连在一起。
The most important question ultimately is whether they.The other person is willing to be connected to the Lord Jesus.
让他的生命丰盛。
To let their life also be very fruitful.
让他的生活多结果子。
To be very abundant in life.
如果我们凭信心做到这里。
If we have the faith to do this.
我们可以在我们配偶身上天天看到他的优点。
Then every day we'll see all of the strengths of our spouse,
因为它是一个多结果子的树枝。
Because they are going to be a very fruitful branch.
按着不同的季节结不同的果子。
To bear different kinds of fruit in every season.
如果你家有一棵果树。
If you have a fruit tree at home.
每个时节都结果子。
If your fruit tree bears fruit every season.
你不是很珍惜吗？
Wouldn't you cherish this tree?
如果你家的人都会结果子，
If all of the members of your family bore fruit,
我们不是很珍惜我们的家庭吗？
Wouldn't we cherish our family?
我们在一起的何等的好呢？
Wouldn't we cherish how wonderful our family life would be?
所以完美的婚姻是可能的。
So a perfect marriage is possible.
但是每一个人要跟葡萄树，真葡萄树结在一起。
But each person needs to be connected to this true vine.
耶稣他是真光。
So Jesus is the true light.
主耶稣是真理。
The Lord Jesus is the truth.
主耶稣是真神。
The Lord Jesus is the true God.
主耶稣是真粮。
The Lord Jesus is the true bread.
主耶稣是真葡萄树。
And the Lord Jesus, He is the true vine.
除他以外。
Apart from him,
我们还找什么呢？
What else should we pursue?
唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.